A woman taken hostage by Islamic State in Syria refused to renounce her Christian faith, even when facing death at the hands of a British jihadi. Kayla Mulla was captured by the terrorist group and was killed by the extremists in February of 2015. Kayla Mulla was born on August 14, 1988 in Prescott, Arizona, the United States. After graduating from Tri-City College Prep High School in 2007, she attended Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff to study political science. Kayla was a practicing Christian, and as a college student, she was active in an ecumenical Christian campus ministry, which was the United Christian Ministries. Kayla supported a variety of humanitarian aid and human rights initiatives. Her involvement in the human rights activism and humanitarian aid included working in India with Tibetan refugees. Helping the suffering was her life's work. Kayla Mulla started working in southern Turkey in December of 2012, where she was assisting Syrian refugees. In a letter to her parents, Kayla wrote, "I've known for some time what my life's work is, using my hands as tools to relieve suffering. I find God in the suffering eyes reflected in mine. If this is how you are revealed to me, this is how I will forever seek you." On August 3, 2013, she traveled to the northern Syrian city of Aleppo with her boyfriend. Although Kayla had been working with International Aid Agency Support to Life in Turkey, this was not a work-related trip. Doctors Without Borders staff were flabbergasted at Mulla's arrival, fearing for her safety, as Syria was dangerous for international aid workers amid a civil war. Kayla's parents worried about her safety and asked her to return home. But Kayla's love for the oppressed and marginalized people were greater. She even referred to them as "my people." The following day, after her arrival, Doctors Without Borders staff tried to drive Kayla to a bus station so she could travel back to Turkey. The car was ambushed, and both Kayla and her boyfriend were abducted by ISIS, but her boyfriend was freed just 20 days later. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, also known as ISIS, had repeatedly raped Kayla during her 1.5 years in captivity. There was also a 14-year-old Yazidi girl in captivity who, after having escaped ISIS, told US officials of her time spent in captivity. ISIS militants held Kayla and the witness in a room with two other Yazidi teenagers and repeatedly abused all four girls. The Yazidi teen told of how when al-Baghdadi was around, he would take Kayla to his room where he would abuse her. Kayla tried to shield the girls from the terrorist abuse and violence, sometimes putting their lives before hers. She was like a mother to them. When the Yazidi girl escaped with her sister, she asked the American to join them. Yet Kayla refused, out of fear that her foreign appearance would put them in danger. While food was often scarce, Kayla would eat only a little, giving them her share. With the vast majority of Western hostages were released through negotiations, Kayla must have understood that her chance for release and coming home diminished each day. Still, she had instilled hope in this young woman. They said that she protected them, putting herself in harm's way to protect them from the physical violence and tried to hide the pain from them so they would not get discouraged. These women later spoke of how Kayla retained her religious freedom, finding ways to cope with the demands of her captors, but also deepening her faith and relationship with God. They spoke of her kindness and strength, of her faith and compassion. These women courageously smuggled a letter out of prison. In it, Kayla wrote expressing deep faith in God. She wrote, "If you could say I have suffered at all throughout this whole experience, it is only in knowing how much suffering I have put you all through. I remember my mom always telling me that all in all, in the end, the only one you really have is God." On February 10, 2015, Kayla's family received information of her death directly from the terrorist group, a fact later confirmed by the US State Department. Her body was never recovered, raising questions on whether she could still be alive. Kayla Muller is truly a compelling testimony of someone who willingly made incredible sacrifices to help others and found God was sufficient in the midst of the deepest troubles. What a great reminder and encouragement to us to be used by God for the cause of Christ as we walk through this difficult life. Kayla Muller, pray for us.